means that everything is there.
Adrian Adonis.
This ain't no video game, this life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, Thursday, August the 31st. Wow, last day of the month, Thursday, August the 31st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a very, very powerful show, very, very powerful topic for you today. Today, we want to talk about the big D, the big devil, the big entity that is the foundation of all negative habit patterns. At the root of all ideals, at the root of all opposition, at the root, there is this particular causality, and there is one particular remedy or solution which is encapsulated inside of the Our Father prayer. And we want to talk about two subjects at once today. We're talking about the problem and the solution to the problem that's found in the Our Father prayer. Now, there are certain members of society that have a particular, delicately, inside track to the solution. So if you are life path number 8, your life path number is the Our Father prayer on its side. So an 8 is the infinity signal or symbol, and a symbol is a sigil or a hieroglyphic. Hieroglyphics. These hieroglyphics allow you to express, expose, and expand yourself. And so 8s are the solution to legion. Now, legion is the entity that means many. The word legion, when we think about a legion, today we want to talk about legion. We want to reveal, explain the way legion manifests himself here on earth. So legion, again, is an entity. It is a energy. It is a demon or a daemon. So this demon, this entity whose name is Legion, and Legion manifests himself in many different ways. So at the root cause of Legion, again, is this. And the problem is Legion means many. So Legion is the demon or the disposition or the mindset or the neurological network that is housed inside of the brain. So when a group of neurons come together, they form a legion. And a legion, a ruling disposition, a group of related thought. So this group, this division in the military, a military legion, again, is like it's a division inside of an army. And it is compiled of a group of soldiers. So a legion, again, is a large group. So it is a multitude. So the legion that is the foundation of all problems on this dimension is self-improvement. So self-improvement and self-help is legion. So this demon, this daemon, this disposition, this mental dis-ease is the biggest demon on the planet. Now, back in 2008, when I originally did this talk, in 2008, this demon, this legion, was an $11 billion industry. So there, back in 2008, there was $11 billion with a B. I want to make sure you get it. This is an $11 billion industry which I'm a part of. In fact, I am a ruling disposition in this entity. I was one of, remember, I started off as an imp in the army, and I got promoted. So the ranking structure in the demonic realm is the same as the ranking structure in the military. Interesting that I've been a part of both. So in the military, you start off as a private, a buck private is what they call them. Then you become a lance corporal or an E2. Then you go to be an E3, which is a corporal. Then you be an E4. Again, lance corporal E4, corporal E5, sergeant, E6, staff sergeant, E7, you're gunner, runner, and it goes on up the ladder till you get into the officer ranks, and you go out to what they call butter bars, second lieutenant, captain. Then you go from a captain, then you start getting into becoming a major, then lieutenant colonel, then colonel, general, and then there's different types of general, lieutenant general, brigadier general. Full bird. There's all of these. The rank structure in the military is the exact same rank structure in the demonic realm and in the self-improvement realm. So when I went into self-improvement, let me make sure you understand the depth of the problem, because without understanding the depth of the problem, when I offer the solution, you're not going to understand the solution. And like me, you're going to say, I don't got a problem, Brother Will. This message is not for me. Oh, this message is for one of my friends. I'm going to tell them about it. No, brother. No, sister. This message is for you. See, the reason I know this message is for you, because you're trying to improve you. Notice you're not trying to manage. See, we live in a world of self-improvement instead of a world of self-management. See, like the letter and the word ideal and the word idea, yeah, brother, sister, may God have mercy on your soul. I hope to God that you're not in the position that I'm in. I pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for your people that you give them a true rhema knowledge of the understanding that is sent down from the big G, not from the big D, that they understand the difference between self-improvement and self-management. In the name that is above every name, the name that is above every name, we pray. Brothers and sisters, today's message is the most dangerous message, because, again, when you see them, they see you. Let me say this again. Father, touch the minds of your people. When you see them, they see you. I'm going to teach you today how to see Legion, for they are many. When you see the devil sees you. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. When you see, as long as you can't see them, they can't see you. See, they don't pay you no attention as long as you don't pay them no attention. But the moment you start to try to improve yourself, that's the moment that you doom yourself. The kiss of death, the moment that you see fault in yourself, is the moment that you have lost yourself. Let me tell you why self-improvement is the kiss of death. So, the God, the big G, the creator of the known universe, he has something that is called in the scriptures. Now, I was originally going to do this in-depth teaching, but I'm going to touch and cover this inside of the next series. So I pray to God. I start off the series, I mean today's message, with prayer. I'm praying for you today, because I came out of it. I spent all my life inside of the self-help movement. I spent all of my life inside of self-improvement. The moment that you have self, that's the first kiss. Mwah. The moment that you see fault in self, that's the second kiss. Mwah. The moment that you seek to improve self, that's the third kiss. Mwah. Legion has occupied your spirit, your soul, and your body. You are possessed at that point. The moment that you see hey, look at me. The moment that you walk past a mirror and say, hey, look, I look pretty good. Bam, devil shows up. The moment that you see yourself looking good and you say, man, I got a big nose, so everything else looking, damn, I look good. But I want to have a nose job. Bam, the next demon show up. See, the moment that you say, oh, man, I'm pretty sharp, but if I get another degree, if I improve, bam, the demon shows up. The moment you decide to improve yourself instead of manage yourself, whang, devil got you. See, the devil plays this game that is in opposition of the big G. Now, the big G says something like this. The big G says that I am the same today, yesterday, and forever. The big G says something about perfection. The big G says that he's the father of light. In him, there is no variance or shadow. Now, I'm going to break that down in the next series, because that has to do with light. See, right now, you see variance and you see skion and skinos. If you notice, because that my name means in the shadow of God. The word shadow in the original text means skion and skinos. Since you don't understand, well, let me rephrase that. Since I didn't understand skion and skios, I sought to improve. See, now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but how do you improve upon perfection? Now, let me pause for a minute and let that run through your brain. How do you improve upon perfection. The Bible says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. God never asks you to do something that he has not first equipped you to do. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, therefore must be perfect, or be ye perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5, 48. Be ye perfect. Why? Your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, the Father says that I'm the Father of light. The Father says, now remember, the problem is self-help. Number one, there is no self. Number two, you can't help something that don't need help. So the thought, now I know what you're thinking, because this is what I'm thinking. See, I woke up this morning and I just thought, I had a thought. Brother Dana, I had a thought, brother. And the thought was an ideal. It wasn't an idea. So I am perfect, but I had an ideal. And the ideal stops me from manifesting the ideal that's in the mind of God. And now I want to manifest the ideal in the mind of man. And man says, you're flawed. But God says, you're perfectly flawed. See, I'm not saying that you're perfect. I'm saying what God says. God, now, I need you to understand how deep this is. This is the devil. See, the devil, God says, you are perfectly flawed. The devil says, you are flawed. He don't say nothing about the word perfect. See, 1 John 4:18. 1 John chapter 4. I need to show you Lucifer. Lucifer says, go get. God says, go be. Lucifer says, you are a human doing. God says, you are a human being. See, 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love. See, you mean to tell me you love me, but you got fear? That means that you don't have love. Because perfect love does something. Perfect love casts out fear. You say, Brother Will, I love you, dog, but I'm concerned that, okay, hold up. Well, you what? Well, I like you, Brother Will, but I'm concerned that I don't know if your program is going to work, brother. I'm concerned. Brother Will, you know what? I like doing this, but I'm concerned. I got a job, but I'm concerned. See, concerned is just code for fear. So everybody's doing something, but they're concerned. See, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whosoever fears has not been perfected in love. That's why I say it's everything you got to do in love. See, self-improvement says, I don't love myself. Self-improvement, self-help. Now, remember, in 2008, that was $11 billion spent on self-improvement books, CDs, seminars, coaching, stress management programs. $11 billion in 2008. It's 2017. This market has been growing 12% each year. I'm sorry, 6%. According to statistics, 6.2% annual growth. So it's $11 billion, and it's been growing by 6% every year. $11 billion people are spending to try to improve something that doesn't exist. People are trying to improve something that is perfect. My course is life optimization. It should be life management. I started off right with Clarinomics. Clarinomics is the household management of the soul. I didn't get very much response. I changed the name of the program to Life Optimization. People start signing up. Why? Everybody wants to improve their life. Nobody wants to manage their life. So the Our Father prayer is how you manage your life. So it is management, not self-management, but Christ management. Now, if you're life path number 8, this comes automatically. You have the pattern for management. But the problem is most people that are 8s and 9s, they don't know that they have the pattern. So they leave the pattern to go seek the pattern. Craziest thing to slice bread. We all do it. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you got conned. and you got conned by me. So I want to apologize to you for conning you. Well, but now, I did not wake up this morning and said I wanted to go con my brothers and sisters. That's not what I said. But I made a mistake. I made a misstep when I named the program, when I changed the name of the program from Claronomics Temple Building, which is what God gave me, to an ideal. I had an ideal, Brother Rome. I had an ideal, brother. And the ideal was, let's change the name of the program to the Life Optimization. So I went right back to Egypt. When God got me out of Egypt, I ran right back, brother. Because life optimization implies that your life is flawed. Something wrong with it. They need to be optimized, not managed. So let me make sure you understand what you're saying by not saying it. Everybody that's listening to me right now, you see something that you think can be done better. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that, hey, you're in shape, but you want to be in better shape? Anybody, oh, you got, you know, you're on a weight loss program. You lost weight, but you want to lose more weight. Oh, you make money. You're making good money, but you want to make more money. Oh, you got, you know, where you're at is great, but you want to go better. That's Lucifer. Lucifer comes in and he says this. You know, you want to be like the Most High. You want to sit on the sides of the North. See, he appeals to the ego. He appeals to the greed. I don't know nobody. I haven't met a soul on earth. Now remember, I'm the chief sinner. I'm the ring leader. Nobody has sinned more than me. So I'm not talking at you. I'm not talking down. I'm talking to you. The problem is, and I can break it down for you very succinctly. Is there anybody that has not have a thought of going to school to that way they can make more money? Is anybody that has never had a thought of changing jobs to make more money? Is there anybody that's never had a thought of having some type of plastic surgery? Anybody that's never had a thought of you got a house, but you got, you know, it's kind of small, you want a bigger house. You got a car, you want a bigger, you want a better, you want a faster, you want a newer. Anybody that has never had a thought of change, anybody, okay? That means that you got at least one disposition. We'll put it in the, you know, the marginalized version. We don't want to call them demons no more, so we'll call them dispositions, or I like the way modern psychology calls it, mental problems. Oh, you got a mental health issue, okay? Well, modern day mental health was yesterday demonic possession. So modern day mentality was yesterday's demonology. So let me make sure. So all the mental disease, yeah, back in the day, those were demons. But we don't call them demons no more. Oh, that's Uncle Bob. You know, Uncle Bob, yeah, you know, he got a little touch of a little cray-cray. Now, Uncle Bob ain't cray-cray. Uncle Bob he's demon. He got some demons. So everybody, myself included, so we got an $11 billion demon. His name is Legion, for he is many. Legion is self-improvement. So let me define Legion. So before I can give you the solution that's found in the Our Father prayer, and if you're Life Path 8, you're on earth to exude this pattern. You are the pattern. You don't create it. Your life, if you're an 8, you just show up in the room and you just stand there and you just vibe. Your vibration changes the pattern. Back to the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father. The word Father means patar. The word patar means generator. That means our signal. There's a signal. There's a frequency. There's a wave. There's a vibration. That's inside of you, brother. You don't go nowhere to go get it. You are it. And so we must start with the solution to the problem. But first of all, we've got to understand the problem. Because most of us, we think we don't have this problem. You say, Brother Will, I got godliness plus contentment, brother. And because I know you want to make more money. I guarantee you, there's not a person that's listening to the sound of my voice. If you're making $30,000 a year right now, and I tell you, dude, I got a job that's paying you $50,000 a year, I don't give a beep what the job is. I guarantee you, you'll take it. Guaranteed. If you got a if you got a car that's a 2010, and I tell you for the same payment, same amount of money, I'm gonna give you a 2017, a brand new car. You all you gotta do is just sign off on it. You ain't gotta do nothing. I guarantee you, you're gonna improve. You want to improve. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that do not want to improve their current lot, their current share, their current destiny? Anybody, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because why? You are a rare bird. You damn near extinct, homie. You might be the last of the Mohicans. Ain't no more left. There ain't nobody that I know that is content. Everybody that I know, and I talk to a lot of people every day, and they all tell me the same thing. Man, I sure wouldn't mind winning that lottery. Oh, they got a job. They got this, that, and other. Men, y'all know how men get together, and we watching a movie. This fine chick come on. Ooh, man. Boy, I sure would hit that. Then you look over your shoulder. Make sure your wife ain't nowhere around or your girlfriend. Because, you know, if they're around, oh, you know, hey, babe, you know, oh, yeah, she. And your wife will ask you, hey, babe, you know, she, you think she look all right? Oh, you know, honey, she all right, honey. She ain't nothing on you, though. But then when you with the fellas, oh, man, I so tapped that. Why? What is it about this drive that we have to improve the self? Self is just a code word for flesh. Now, you got to understand this problem, brothers and sisters, because this is the root. This is, you know, when the scripture that I talk about, when they talk about the love of and the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Well, this is the evil. This is the love of money. This is not money. This is the cause of the love of money. Greed. Now, I need you to understand what's the cause of greed. Greed is one of the seven deadly sins, is it not? Everybody, you know, well, not everybody, but well, everybody that I know, everybody that I've met, talked to, or whatever, they all got self-improvement. That's why self-improvement is a $100 billion, you know, industry. Or $100 billion. $11 billion. And it's going to keep growing and growing and growing and growing because of the desire to improve one's status, one's character. Everybody wants to improve their lot or their share or their destiny. Now, the Bible says that God has given each one of us the measure. He's given each one of us a specific lot, a specific share, a specific destiny. It's called your diakonia. Everybody got one. So what you're saying to God is, God, you gave me a lot. You gave me a share. You gave me a destiny. However, I know you're God. No disrespect. But I think you made a mistake because, see, my lot should be actually in the upwards expanse of the north. I want to sit on the seat of the side of the north. Now, Lucian Farr said that before he got his ass booted up out of heaven. So we all said that that's why we got booted out of our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in the dirt suit, as it is in heaven in the spiritual suit. So the Our Father prayer is the solution to every problem on earth. And there are certain people who have been called by God to administer, to give this problem solution to humanity. Because everybody got the problem, but the people that are life path 8 and 9, they don't know that they got the pattern that overrides Lucifer. So the most powerful people on earth are 8s. Because an 8 is the infinity signal. Infinity signal is not created and is not destroyed. Can somebody tell me the beginning and the end of a circle? Draw a circle and show me where it began and where it ended. After you connect it. You can't find the beginning and the end. So if you take an 8 is two circles that come together. 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 Now remember, self-improvement by definition, is the desire to improve. It is the improvement of one's status, one's position, one's diakonia, position. Now God says, God gave me a diakonia. He gave me a specific purpose. Concrete. God gave me a concrete. He gave me a chronological, and he gave me an individual. Nobody else got mine, but I'm the only one. So you're the only one that got yours. Nobody else got your dear Kinnear but you. But you want to improve it. Ooh. Ooh. Damn, bro. Ooh. So you telling me, you telling God, you don't know what you're doing. Sit down. That's what you're saying when you, every time you take a self-improvement course, you looking up at God and say, bump you, God. You and your horse you rode in on. That's what you're doing. Every time you want to bleach your skin, black man. Every time you want to put that curl activator on your head, brother. Now, when I was a young whippersnapper, I used to, you know, corn roll my hair. I used to curl it. I used to do all of this stuff because it was kinky. It was nappy. And the girls, you know, they like that stay soft fro. I had a fro, but that sucker didn't stay soft. You feel me, brother Jay? Jay Money, you feel me, brother? So I had to, you know, I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to improve it. Improvement. The word improvement, again, simply means something that is improved. So the word improvement comes from the word, again, improve. So everybody wants to improve. Now, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. So when I got a problem, you know, instead of me guessing, I just like to, you know, I just look shizness up. So if you go to dictionary.com or any good dictionary, and if you look up the definition of the word improve, this is the definition of legion. So legion is an improvisation. He's an improv. The word improve is amprov or amprove. It means become better. It means to make better. It means make me thus. Now, the Bible says, does the clay has the right to say to the potter, make me thus? Improve says, make me thus. That's what we all doing. God says, I made you a bowl. You telling God, God, make me thus. God's like, I'm sorry. I'm God. I'm the potter. You the clay. Now, the Bible says, the one that I read, that the clay does not have the right to tell the potter, make me thus. But all of us, there's 11, people spend $11 billion in 2008. So that means it probably doubled in 2017 because it grows at a rate of 6%. So we got $11 billion that's spent on make me thus. And God says, don't do that. But everybody, I don't know nobody who doesn't want to become better. So is there anybody listening to me that don't want to develop or to increase their mental capacity? Anybody. Now, I'm the chief sinner. Nobody wants to achieve or produce something better or more than me. That's why I got 50 books. That's why I've been in the self-improvement industry for life, homie. And then God says, now remember, when I started the life optimization class, it started off as the Clarinomics Temple Building Program. I got called and emailed by a bunch of Masons. I'm tired of freaking talking to Masons, man. So I changed the name. I got conned. Because Clarinomics is the household management. Life optimization is the household improvement. So I got an ideal that took me away from the idea. I just got conned. So I want to apologize to everybody that is my client, everybody that's listened to my shows, that everybody who has known me since I've started this in 2001, really 1998. I want to give a public apology because I've been part of the problem. Any man, woman, child that tells you need to improve, they are under the influence of Lucifer, a.k.a. Legion. And I have been under the influence of Lucifer because I told you that you need to improve instead of manage. Now, I didn't do it intentionally. And I came out, I was right. I got everything I got is Cleronomics. I started off, Brother Danny, you know, bro, when I started off with Cleronomics and I asked God for a system, and he gave me the word. He said, Cleros. I started off, I coined the word. I was on track, but then I got an idea. I got a freaking idea, brother, that says, hey, let's optimize our lives. Because why? I can get more clients. I can make more money. We're all led astray by what, J Money? We all led astray by the lust of our flesh, by the pride of life, by the cares of this freaking world. So Brother Dana, he got me, bro. So I want to apologize publicly to everybody that's been listening to me. I'm going to make sure that this message gets on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tube Mobile, every damn where I've ever been. I want to make sure that everybody knows that I erred. Because I told you to improve something that can't be freaking improved. How the hell are you going to improve upon God? The arrogance of the statement. Do you honestly think God made a damn mistake? I got people, I got clients who tell me I'm flawed. You don't get up out of here, man. You're perfectly flawed. God flawed you for your purpose. You are purposely, not perfectly. You are purposely flawed. You are flawed for your purpose. Yeah, I got bipolar and I need it because I'm dealing with some damn bipolar demons. So I am perfect and purposely flawed. So are you. Stop trying to improve perfection. So you mean to tell me you think something's wrong with you? Do you know how many people committed suicide? Because society didn't accept them. Do you know how many people are running around getting breast implants? But you know how many billions of dollars has been spent to try to improve upon perfection? When God says that I am perfect, I don't change, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So, Brother Will, that sounds great, homie. I'm with you, dog. But I don't know, homie. I still, you know, would like to make more money. I still would like to, you know, be a better husband. I would like to be a better father. I would like to see the fact that you say but implies demonic activity in your brain. See, that's every time you say but, every time you say, yeah, I understand, but, that means Lucifer's there, present in your head. So the way that you get Lucifer out of your brain, Our Father prayer. If you're life path number 8, if you got number 8 in your life path anywhere, any of the four numbers, in fact, if you got the number 9 anywhere in the four numbers, you need to really pay close attention. Because remember, if you don't express yourself positively, you're going to express yourself negatively. So that means if you are listening to the sound of my voice, and especially if your first number is a 8, if you are life path number 8, please go to the Our Father prayer. And you should already have it memorized. You should be able to say to yourself, Our Father. Number one, Our Father. Ain't nobody else's. It's ours. The word Father means Pater. This is the solution. That means that something is being generated in heaven. The word Father means generator. The word generator means a signal. So the Father is sending out a signal from heaven. The word heaven means head. It means heaved up. It means crown chakra. So that means your crown chakra is always off. Has to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show. If you was an 8, the only reason you're not successful is because the crown chakra is not activated. Now, in the next series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to activate your crown chakra. Now, I've already talked about it in the last series. We're going to refresh your memory in this series. Now, remember, the crown chakra is the top of your brain. That's the 12 cranial nerves. They cross at the base of your brain, Golgotha. It's called, again, the place of the skull. So when Jesus died, he went down and he took the keys of death and the grave. He went down to Golgotha. Physically on the outside. Well, the same thing that happens on the outside happens on the inside. So you got to internally do what Jesus did externally. And the way that you do that, my brothers and sisters, we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. So that way, if you are life path number 8, you can get in contact with the Father again. That means that your head, your heart, your gut, they got to all be on the same page. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. So the name of the Father must be hallowed. Now, that means respected. That means valued. That means over. That means under. That means understood. Now, the name of the thing establishes the purpose of the thing. The name of the thing establishes the purpose of the thing. Father, touch the minds of your people. The name of the thing establishes the purpose of the thing. That's why the name, let me tell you a secret. Don't tell nobody I told you this. That's why the name is so highly debated. Wrong name, wrong thing. Now, the word hallow, H-A-L-L-O, it means low how. L-O-W-H-A-L, low hall, low how. Now, hallowed, it has to do with, it means holy. The word hallowed means the word, it's a code, it's an esoteric word for consecrated, or it means set apart. Now, you can debate and argue over the letters that make up the name, or you can do what I did, you can set apart the name. Now, you need to understand what that means. That means that you hold it in high esteem. That means that you consecrate. That means that you concretely. That means that you consecutively, or that means that you chronologically, and that means that you individually. What does that mean, brother? The word holy, it means our Father, signal, frequency, wave, vibration, thoughts which are in heaven in your brain. Not my brain, your brain. That means there's something in your gut, in your intuition, that's telling you what to do, and you ain't freaking listening, man. The word hallowed means you set apart you. It means that you take responsibility for you. It means that you don't blame your lack of success on the Reverend Dr. Bishop, on me, on somebody else. Homie, it's your responsibility to pull yourself up, put your big boy drawers on, your big girl panties on, and it's time for you to take responsibility. The word responsibility means respond to the ability that God placed inside of you, not man. If you're in life path number 8, you will find that your life been sucking because the devil been riding your ass like you freaking sea biscuit. Why? He knows who you are. You don't. So you need to wake up now, brother. You need to wake up now, sister. The world, the Bible says that all of creation groans and is moaning. It is waiting for the sons and the daughters of God to wake up. And y'all freaking walking around watching, you know, TV? Bored? Talking about you don't know what to do? Come on, man. Let's make sure we understand. So we got a problem. The problem says that we got a problem. So God says you ain't got no problem, but you says, now let me show you how the brain works. The brain works this way. What you say, what you get. You bring about what you think about. God says, I've given you everything that you need for life and godliness. Your brain says it's not here. Since your brain says something opposite of what God says, your reticular activating system says, take it away, even though it's there. So it's there, but you can't see it. Now, I can see it. Everybody else can see it, but you're the only one that can't see it. Why? You don't want to see it. Because it's easier not to see it than it is to see it. Because if you see it, you got to take responsibility for it. So the Bible tells us this way, pray. That means think. That means meditate. That means every day. Our Father, my generator that's inside of my head, I'm going to set it apart. In other words, I'm only going to listen to the thing that's coming from my gut. In other words, I ain't doing shiznits. I don't give a damn if everybody on earth is going left. If something in my gut say go right, I'm going right. Follow your freaking heart, man. Not your head, not somebody else's words. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. See, the kingdom comes when you follow the kingdom. The kingdom is within. So when you stop following the Reverend, not the Bishop, when you stop following me, when you stop following some damn book, when you stop following some Cudendero, when you stop following some damn course, when you stop following some freaking psychic, when you stop following some witch, when you stop following, you know, the damn poo nanny. Oh, yes, I know. Y'all, a lot of y'all were like me. Pussy before purpose. Oh, let's keep it real, homie. Let's keep it real. What you following, dog? Got your nose wide open. Let's stop playing. Let's be real. We freaking men and women of God. Let's talk plainly. Stop following the nookie. The kingdom doesn't come until your head, your heart, and your gut is on the same page. The reason you don't have no relationship with God is you don't have a relationship with yourself. A house divided against itself cannot stand. You think my wife is the problem? I've been blaming my wife, blame the first one. Now I'm blaming the second one. When is my black behind going to wake up? Well, August the 4th, I came back and I repented to my wife. I told her, babe, I don't know what the hell I was smoking. I know you should put a bullet in my head. If I was you, I would have put a bullet in my head. I don't know how you put up with me, but you did. So I apologize. Today is my wedding anniversary. Instead of about celebrating, man, my wife is in pain and hurting because of stupid shit I've been doing, because I've been trying to improve myself. And God is just sitting back there just disappointed because... Let me ask you something. God says in him there is no shadow. There is no variance. That means that his light is so bright, it don't even produce a shadow. God says, be ye perfect because I am perfect. So the devil comes along and says, you're not perfect. And you say, well, you know, that's right. You know what, I'm kind of dark-skinned, light-skinned dudes is in. Or I'm light-skinned, dark-skinned is in. Oh, I ain't blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm not 6'5", you know, I'm only 5'5". Oh, I was born in the hood. Oh, I didn't go to Harvard or Yale. I don't even have a college education, brother. Therefore, you know what, I'm less than. We all have been told that bullshitness. Devil lied to all of us. He got us all hook, line, and sinker. But it's time that the kingdom comes. Because once the kingdom comes, now the kingdom, the word kingdom is code for the king having dominion. The word king and then the D-O-M represents dominion. So when the king has dominion, guess what happened? Your will be done. The God's will is going to manifest in your life when the king has dominion over your flesh, over your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. The Our Father prayer is the chronological order by manifesting God's will in your life. If you follow the map, brother, if you follow the map, sister, if you're life path 8, you are the map. You just wake up and do this. If you can breathe, brother, you can manifest God on earth. Do you know what the life path 8 means? Do you know that that means material manifestation of the celestial realm on earth? In other words, the Our Father prayer. So if there's anybody that listens to the sound of my voice, you are a celestial being that decided to experience a terrestrial life to be a material or a maternal executive. That means inside of your mitochondria DNA is your mother's pattern. Your job is to create heaven on earth. That's why you're here. And you walking around doing what? You delivering pizzas for Domino's? And you're supposed to be establishing the kingdom of God on earth? Oh, man, the devil got you hooked, line, and sinker, homie. Homie yet? So the devil will always make sure that you're doing some business to try to improve yourself instead of establishing the kingdom. That's his job. Now, he's good at his job. We need to be better at our jobs. Now, let's finish the Our Father prayer, because this is the solution to every problem on earth. Okay, what's the problem? What is the biggest demon on earth? What is legion? Legion is self-improvement. Because number one, there is no self. Number two, you can't improve light. Now, I don't know about you. Can anybody go outside and look at the sun and improve it? Can you improve white light? It's so bright, it's blinding. So first of all, how the hell are you going to improve something you can't even freaking see? If you look at bright light, the only thing you can do is fracture it. When you shine bright light, white light through a prism, what do you get? Color. So what Lucifer did is he manipulates the original pattern by giving you an ideal. So your life path 8, you're supposed to be manifesting the kingdom of God here on earth, but you got an ideal to sell pizzas for Domino's. Now, it's a great ideal. I'm not mad at you, homie. You make great money selling pizzas for Domino's. I'm just playing. But for real, though, our Father in heaven, that means our generator in my head, it is separates me based upon my name and based upon his name, because my God comes from my blood. So there's a pattern that's inside of my blood that's based upon or given to me, as I did, and I talked about in the Blood God series and in the Melanin series, and then I talked about Fire series. Now we're going to talk about in the Light series. So there's our Father, which, again, our generator, that somebody beep, 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 is sending the same signal, 24/7, 365. It's sending the same signal, Brother Dana, the same signal since birth. It's been going off in your head, but you're not listening. Because why? We're delivering pieces for Domino's. So our Father that's inside of our head, there's a signal inside of my head that is separating me from everybody else. This signal gives the king dominion over me. So as long as I don't recognize the signal, the king got no dominion. That means I'm not saved. But once I give the king dominion, his will is done in my life. On earth. Earth, what are you made up of? Can somebody please tell me? Please, 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 please. Can somebody please tell me what are you made up of? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. When you die, where your body go, homie? Your body returns back to what? Dirt. You made out of earth. It's not nothing to do with no damn globe. This is the Our Father prayer is about you. His will be done in your dirt suit as it's done in your head suit. In other words, your mind manifests in your body. The Our Father prayer is a code map to tell you how to manifest shitness in your life, brother. How to manifest shitness in your life, sister. The only reason that you're not being what you are designed to be is because you're not having what you're designed to have. Because the signal, guess what? You was born with it. You don't have to go get it. The Father placed inside of you. He said this way, I have this treasure hidden. Where's it hidden at? In celestial beings. I have this treasure hidden in earthen beings. In other words, he put something inside of a dirt suit. And then he gave you a map by which to activate your dirt suit. But we too busy taking the damn course by, Brother Will. No disrespect. I like my courses. I think I'm a very intelligent guy. However, I know somebody that's way more intelligent than me. He's the master teacher. His name is Jesus the Christ. Our Father, my signal that's inside of my head sets me apart so that way the king has dominion over my body. And when the king has dominion over my body, I stop doing my shiznit and I start doing his shiznit in my body on earth as it is in his heaven, because his signal is being my head. My crown chakra has a gray cord that is connected to God's chakra. So God has a direct signal that is downloading to my head. And then it says, once that happens, he gives us this day our daily bread. Oh, come on, man. So all the sins that you're worrying about, guess what happens? When you do the first part of the Our Father prayer, look at the second part. Look at the second part. I'm trying not to get excited, but I get a little excited, man. I'm sitting in an air-conditioned home. It's like 70 degrees. I'm in a cold sweat right now. Y'all have no clue, man. When I do these shows, I'm like in another world. I'm in another freaking planet. Brother Jasper, I'm about ready. I think I'm it's like Star Trek up in here, homie. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm about ready to transfigure up out of chimp. Because the frequency, the wave, the vibration, I'm one with the Father, man. I'm in the presence of the King right now. This is like some real stuff, bro. Because again, when I activate the crown chakra that's in my head, it separates me from everybody else. It allowed the King to have dominion over my earth suit, my dirt suit, so that way the same shiznit that's in heaven is vibrating inside of my body right now. Then, and only then, God gives me my daily bread. No, weekly. Let me read it again. He'll give us this day. This day. Okay, no, I want yesterday. No, that's not what it said. Let me read it again. Give us this day. No, it says next day. No, damn. But God, I'm making plans for next week. Let me see, does it say give us next week's? No. Brother Dana, it didn't say next week's bread, brother. It didn't. Brother Rome, it says daily bread, bro. It don't say weekly. It don't say monthly. It don't say annually. Daily. Each one of us, Brother Will, stop planning for the shitness that's going to happen next year, bro. It don't work like that. The system is a day-by-day system. He gives us this day our daily bread. That's why I take no thoughts. I ain't got no damn plans for the show I'm doing tomorrow. I have no clue. When tomorrow come, 12 o'clock shows up, I know what I'm doing. Tomorrow at 12. Today? I didn't know what I was doing today. At least I didn't know exactly what I was going to say. I ain't got no damn notes. I ain't got no outline. I just come on the show and I just connect with the Father and I say, okay, Father, I'm chillin'. Let's make it happen. Daily bread. And then if you do this, if you do all the other things, if you again activate, if you connect with the signal in your head, this signal is gonna set you apart. It's gonna give the King dominion over your body. This body again is gonna download the same frequency in heaven. It's going to download that frequency on earth inside of your earth suit. Then he's going to give you the instructions. And those instructions are going to give you bread for today. And then that's going to forgive you of your debts for today. Then and only then you are going to also be able to forgive our debtors. In other words, as we forgive our debts, we are also forgiven of our debtors, or we forgive our debtors. So somebody did me wrong. Number one, God forgives me of my wrongs. Then he lets other people forgive me of the wrongs I did to them. And then after doing that, I keep doing wrong shizness. Then he leads me so that way I don't do more shiznits. He leads us not into temptation, but he delivers us from evil. So if we can understand the system, the evil that he delivers us from is self-improvement. Your desire to improve means that something is wrong with where you're at. The reason that you think something is wrong with where you're at, the reason that you think, the only way you can have this thought is that you're not doing that the Father does not have dominion over your dome. So the signal that's in your head is not his. So you got a signal, but it's not coming from the big G. It's coming from the big D. How do I know? Because none of the Our Father prayer is in your life. Let me rephrase that, in my life. How do I know that the signal that I'm following is the big demon? It's not the big God. How do I know? How do I know I don't believe. I'm not wondering. I'm not praying. I'm not pondering. I'm not, contemplating. I know, because my life is not lived. I'm not operating according to this original pattern. I'm operating according to an I freaking deal. Notice, look at the word ideal. It means I deal, let me fill in the rest of it for you, with the devil. Every time you get an ideal with the devil. So this is how I stopped getting ideals, when I broke down the word. So I don't want to make a deal. D-E-A-L. That means a contract. So I make a contract with the devil every time I come up with a thought. Because the Father is in my head. Our Father in heaven sets apart me by his name. But I'm following some other name. Well, I'm following the great, honorable, Reverend Dr. Bishop Will Rogers. Therefore, you're going to find your ass way out in left field if you're following me. You're going to be in deep trouble. You need to be following the signal in your head that's coming from your heart, that is piped up from your gut. If you follow any other signal, brother, now, only thing I'm doing is I'm telling you, I'm here to remind you to follow the signal in you. I'm not here to tell you to follow my signal. If I gave y'all that impression, I apologize. I'm not trying to start no little cult. I'm not trying to start no church. I'm not start no little following. I'm here to develop leaders. I want a team of leaders who lead. I want saints of God. I want brothers and sisters. I want joint heirs. I want royal priests. We are all in this together. Yahushua is just the first one. So I want followers of Yahushua. That's what I'm here to do. I want disciples, just like Yahushua did. That's the only thing. I'm here to do his will, not mine. Now, I got caught up in it for a long time. I was in the self-help, self-improvement. I saw my walk by mirror, and I said, oh, look at that dude in the mirror. Yeah, that dude looks good. Let's improve that fool. So, hey, let's get him a bigger car. Hey, let's pump up his chest a little bit. Let's go to the gym. Let's give him some bigger muscles. Oh, yeah, let's get a bigger bank account. Let's get 2 jobs. Hell, bump that. 3. Back in the day, man, I used to work 3 jobs, Brother Rome. 3 jobs, bruh. I did that shizness for about 10, 15 years. Sleeping in the parking lot from job A to job B. I was on some good stuff. I was full of demons. They all was one legion, which said, improve what God did, because God don't know what the hell he's doing. That's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. So every time, I want you to remember this. Every time you have every time thoughts shows up in your brain, every time the green one, every time that reptilian shows up in your brain, he's a reptilian entity, by the way. Every time T-H-O-T-H inserts you into his head, just remember, he's giving you an I-D-E-A-L to replace the I-D-E-A, the original archetype, the original pattern that was in the mind of the creator at the time he created. So I don't know about you, but I will continue to identify with the original pattern that's in the mind of the original God at the time he made his original creation. That be me. So I'm going to return back to the original pattern. And if it's my prayer that everybody stop improving yourself. So whatever self-improvement stuff that you got, start managing yourself. Now let's close with the definition of the word management. So the word improvement, again, we broke that down. That means that you want to make better. Okay, how do you make perfect better? Now, once you can answer that question, continue self-improvement. But if you cannot answer how do you make something perfect better, if you cannot, now remember, perfection. If you cannot improve upon perfection, if you can improve upon perfect, then disregard today's message. Now remember, the word perfect means having all the required and desirable elements, qualities, and characteristics, lacking nothing. Nothing. Now, if you can improve, if you can improve, if you can make perfect better, continue to hang out with Legion. Continue to serve Lucifer. You can join Jay-Z, Kanye, all them other suckers out there who believe that you can improve upon perfection. Hey, go hang out with them. Make money. Improve. No disrespect. I got mad respect for you, homie. See you at the top. As-salamu alaykum. However, if you come to the understanding, better late than never, hey, I'm knocking on 60. That's 60 years old. I'm knocking on it. And I finally came to the revelation like, damn, I've been trying for damn near 60 years trying to improve because I brought into the lie that says I can make what God did better. So now that I'm finding out after 68 times of trying in the job arena and a plethora of times in relationships and a plethora of times, I lost count, businesses, all this stuff. So after repeated failure, I've decided, hey, maybe I'm just going to do what God said. And God says that, again, godliness, moral behavior, plus contentment, not needing outside assistance, no improvement, equals great gain. So in the original text, it comes from the Greek word kleros, and klero, K-L-E-R-O, klero. Google the word klero. That's the original word. This is the big G. The big G says up in heaven, up in the crown chakra, I'm sending out a signal that says clero, 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 clero. And if you're an eight, it's the infinity signal. That means it's forever. That means it's eternity. That means if you're an eight, you got this pattern forever, homie, forever. Now, again, I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack, but the word forever just means a long time. We just put it that way. So you can do this for a long time. What can you do? Management. That's why an eight is an executive manager. Now, the word management, again, it comes from the word managing or manage. It means executive ability and skill. So we're supposed to be doing this. We ain't supposed to be improving shiznits. We're supposed to be managing shiznits. Oh, okay, yeah. So it means managing. It means the skill of managing. It means the ability to manage or managing. So management just simply means to manage. So that's what we're supposed to do. Now remember the story of the parable of the talents. This is the scriptures that you need for the Bible thumpers. This is the scriptural reference. So he gave three dudes talents. One buried his talent. One brought back equal talent. The other dude multiplied his talent. So he managed his talent. So the word manage means to bring about success. It means to bring or to succeed, to accomplish. It means to take care of. It means, again, to handle, to govern. To handle or to govern. It means to conduct business. It means to continue to function or grow, progress, succeed. So self-improvement is a lie. Self-management is a ticket. Self-improvement is Luciferian. Self-management, which is really there is no self. So Christ management. What is Christ? The messianic office that furnishes the one in the within that office the power to fulfill that. So your Christ is your office. Your office is your position, which goes back to our Father prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. That's your position. Your position is inside of your body. That's the earth, as it is in heaven. So whatever's going on in heaven needs to go on inside of your body. What's going on in heaven? Management. So kleros. Kleronomics is the economics of heaven. So the word manage, my brother, the word manage, my sister, simply means rule. You have dominion. Now, in the book of Genesis, God gave you dominion over five kingdoms. None of those kingdoms have anything to do with anybody else, you. That means that you arrange, that you guide, you conduct, you regulate, you engineer. That's what you are, brother. That's what you are, sister. You are a co-engineer with the engineer. Your job is to manage. That simply means to bring something to fruition. That's all it means. That's what you're here for. That's it. You're not here to improve. It's not about Christ improvement, because you can't improve perfection. It's about, again, basically maintaining. Your job is to maintain perfection. Your job is to house perfection. Your job is to manage or maintenance perfection. Not to try to change it, not to try to warp it, not to try to do whatever we've been doing with it. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, the biggest fraud that has ever been perpetrated onto mankind is self-improvement. Self-improvement is the study and the practice of improving one's life, improving one's career, improving one's relationship, improving one's health, improving one's productivity, one's spirituality, improving anything. Self-improvement is a concept that was developed way back in cognitive behavioral therapeutic sessions, again, when Lucifer decided to have an original thought that was outside of the pattern of God called an ideal. Lucifer had an idea, and it went something like this. Hey, I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit on the side of the knot. He had an ideal. Lucifer wanted to improve his status. Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice? He wanted to improve his status. Man, that's been my entire, since 8 years old, Brother Jasper, since 8 years old, when my mama was alive and some lady to beat me on my back, I wanted to improve my status. If you listen to the sound of my voice and you want to improve your status, that means the devil's talking to you. I don't know what your status is. Now, maybe you're homeless. And you say, Brother Will, you want me to stay homeless, brother? That's what you're telling me. You telling me you do not want me to improve my life. Hell no, I don't want you to improve my life. Your life. I want you to manage your life. Now, that one word makes a self-management, which is Christ management. What is self-management? Self-management means, and I'm quoting directly from dictionary.com. You get your own dictionary. It means taking responsibility for one's own behavior. Oh, man. Self-management. It means management of one's self, taking responsibility. The word responsibility means respondability. It means the ability to respond to the ability that God gave you. So management means taking responsibility for my behavior. So if I'm treating somebody like trash, whose fault is it? The white man. No, my fault. Self-management, Christ management. Your job is to manage the Christ inside of you, the light inside of you. The next series, I'm going to teach you how to do that. How do you manage the light? You ain't got to become the light. You already the light. That's what a series is called, light being. It is not called light becoming. It's not called light getting. It's called light being. You are light right now. Okay? Since I'm light, what do I do? Join me tomorrow. Tomorrow is September the 1st, right? Yep, sure is. Man, if you haven't already paid, man, you got to go to the website today. MasterTeacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Join me tomorrow, 12 noon, as we blow cookies. We're going to turn your light bulb on, homie. We're going to teach you. I'm going to teach you, because God is teaching me how to manage the light. How the morning star. How do you manage? Morning star self-management system, brother. How do we manage the morning star? Because guess what? That's you. Brothers and sisters, I am the humble servant of the Most High, not the Most Low. We just revealed, explained, illuminated, and broke down the biggest demon on the planet. His name is Lucifer, the fake light. It's called self-improvement. Christ improvement. You can't improve upon the light, brother. Your job is simply take responsibility for how you use the light. Come on, somebody. I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.